basically this original and its renormalized copy are the same in terms of their statistical properties, but there is nothing more than a set similarity in probabilistic context. Well, RT methods have been applied to problems in applied mathematics. For example, in Chris Farah Paul textbook, you can see some of the applications of RT methods to applied problems, such as avoiding random walk pre doubling, and you can see how those problems can be understood from an RT perspective. Well, and also these methods have been applied to problems like decay, finite time blow up, and extinction. As far as I know, Goldenfeld, Uno et al., and Kajinas, Kupanin, Rivman apply RG methods, implement RG methods to study those kind of problems. Recently, we implement RG methods to study decay exponents of a class of nonlinear parabolic equations. Well, after this little review about RG in physics, let me talk about the applications to interface problems. Well, in recent years, a number of mathematical methods have been used to study pattern formation. This includes large-scale computations, linear stability theory, analytical methods. Analytical methods have been used to study to answer some key questions, such as existence or nature of steady state. Well, large-scale computations appears to answer some questions related to the evolution of an interface. Linear stability theory has been a great tool to understand early time of evolution of an interface. What about the large time? Is there any way, is there any method to understand the large time evolution? In particular, the question that we are interested in, if the pattern evolves self-similarly, can we correctly decide it by calculating the characteristic length of the system as a function of time, which is that way. And also another question related to that one, what parameters will be irrelevant for the large time behavior? Well, most important progress towards this end was made by Jernov and Minard, and later Kajinov. And let's take a look at what they did. This is the model Jernov and Minard work. They considered a one-sided model in a quasi-static regime, and they implement RG methods to calculate the characteristic length of a self-similar system. And as a result of this implementation, they calculate characteristic length evolved as linearly. In this model, let me explain the parameters. T is temperature, K is thermal conductivity, L is latent heat, sigma is surface tension, S is entropy distance, kappa is curvature, B is normal velocity. Later, Kajinov considered a fluid dynamical system, but I need a sharp interface with kinetic undercooling and surface tension. I forgot to say something related to their model. They considered they implement RG methods, and they calculate this rate by imposing a plane wave through boundary condition. Kajinov considered fluid dynamical system, which is here. In this case, they consider Kajinov considered two-sided model, and we have here alpha term. And similarly, he implements RG procedure to calculate the characteristic length of a self-similar system. And he found that T system evolves till you one half. Even though they obtain different exponents in two different regions, both forces show that capillarity length, do you know, capillarity length in these two works are irrelevant for the large time behavior. Now, what we consider in this work we will consider two-sided model in a quadratic region. This is two-sided model in a quadratic region. This is different from the Gerzhov and Dinas model because we have an alpha term here. This is and alpha here, dynamical undercooling. This is quadratic model, two-sided model in quadratic region, and we have extra term here, which is alpha, dynamical undercooling, and we implement similar the RT method to calculate the characteristic length of a self-similar system. Let me put the problem in thermodynamics idea. Well, we consider a homogeneous material occupying a spatial region in d-dimensional space that can be in either of two phases, which we call the Liquitin solid, and mathematical problem consists of determining a temperature and an interface satisfies the system of equations. And I explained the parameters before. Now, the outline of our work like that, we consider two cases. First case involves alpha is non-zero, and another case is alpha is zero. And idea in our calculation is that we are going to find a basic solution using Green's function representation, and then we implement RG method to calculate the characteristic length as a function of time. And characteristic length, what I mean with the characteristic length, well, it is a length scale characterizing pattern formation. Let's look at the calculation. Well, introducing a phase parameter, we combine these two equations in a single equation here, and it is called Olenek formulation. And then treating right-hand side as a source term and using the Green's function, we write the solution here. Well, now we need to find derivative of phase parameter. Analyzing interfacial region, we calculate the derivative of phase parameter, which is here. And we observe here, derivative of phase parameter vanishes just outside of interfacial region, so that phase parameter is a function having minus 1 in the liquid side, in the higher internal energy, and plus 1 in the solid side.
You could smoothing the absolute
distance. Smoothing like this. Okay. And we calculate the derivative that then is just outside of interfacial region, and we substitute into previous equation, and what we obtain here, since a derivative is vanishes just outside of interfacial region, then integral over omega is reduced to the integral on interface, and then we obtain that equation. Next term is, well, for the points on interface, we can replace the left-hand side with the equation 2.3, then we obtain that equation, ignoring the boundary term, boundary integral, because it is far away from the interface, and defining capillarity length, as usual, we rewrite the equation 2.11, and I'm going to call name that equation as original equation that I'm going to use later. For the RGB procedure, we took one more step, which is we rewrite that equation in the dimensionless form, and then we implement the RGB procedure in a couple of stages. Well, RGB procedure. Well, first step in the RGB procedure, we make this substitution for any B positive and in the lambda that will be determined later stages, and then we next define new variables Y prime in order to rescale space. These two substitutions into the previous equation yield equation 2.14. At the second stage, we examine scaling of the individual terms, Green's function scale by 2.15, and as I mentioned before, basic assumption in our work is the single scale test similarity. What we are assuming here, we assume all the physical lengths in the problem scaled by with 2.16 and all time measurements scaled by 2.17. As a result of these two assumptions to scaling, we obtain the scaling of velocity, normal velocity, and curvature here. Now, substitution of those into the equation 2.4 yields another equation that I am going to call that one new equation, which is 2.20. Now, when you compare this, the original equation, the original equation 2.11, and new equation 2.20, they look similar if we replace that term with the d naught here, and if you replace alpha, that term with the alpha here. What it means by rescaling physical parameters, we make the original this new equation similar to the original one, which is a similar behavior. Well, this is the old parameter. This is the new parameter now. Again, this is the old parameter. This is the new parameter. Well, what about the relation between the characteristic length? Well, since we assume system evolves self-similarly, all physical quantities having units of length must grow at a rate proportional to characteristic length. As a result of this, characteristic length must satisfy a relation that length scale, namely 2.16, so that we have this relation between the characteristic length after this substitution. What this relation means, well, this is the relation between the two characteristic lengths of the two different systems at different times with the different parameters. Well, at the final stage of RG, at the third stage of the RG procedure, I said all the substitution was valid for any B positive. Now, the substitution were valid for B positive, then I can choose B like that. The substitution into this identity yields that new identity for characteristic length. Well, this characteristic This relation explains the connection between the parameters also. So analysis of lambda will determine the long time characteristic length of characteristic equation. Let's look at the analysis of lambda. Well, if in this relation, if lambda strictly less than negative 3 and positive, then d naught goes to infinity. That yields physically irrelevant fixed points. Now, if lambda between negative 2 and 0, then in this case alpha goes to infinity. That gives us physically non-physical fixed points. Then only values of the lambda that yield non-trivial fixed points, like in this continuous spectrum. In this case, characteristic length evolves as 2 to the minus 1 over lambda. Well, this is the result for the case alpha is non-zero. And what we observe next, in almost all of these cases, we observe that, again, capillarity length d naught is irrelevant for the large time behavior. This is important result because we know capillarity length has a crucial role in the early state evolution. At the second case, which is alpha equals zero, repeating the same calculations, we found this continuous spectrum given by this interval, and in this case, similarly, pattern evolves to the minus 1 over lambda. Well, the single value, lambda equals minus 1, is selected from this continuous spectrum by imposing a plane wave that was done by Yuzhnov and Minot.
Cross-grooming process in your argument is completely assumption. You haven't done any cross-grooming.
Well, we assume single scale spectrum, otherwise you cannot do it.
That's right. Then which means that you're not doing physics. You're just algebraically substituting your assumption and come up and not scaling out to that assumption. So you're not doing really RG here.
Well, we are doing RG under this assumption. We are doing RG. You are rescaling.
Yeah, but that's the essence of some RG. You need to produce that scaling, right? You're substituting, you're sure. So your whole cross-grooming process has been removed by your assumption. Anyway.
Well, I think we are applying RG, not completely in the physical sense, it's a kind of implementation of RG, usual RG in physics. Well, I make this table for previous result and our result. This is for the dynamical case. In these two cases, when alpha is zero or non-zero, pattern evolves to the one half with plane wave implosion or not. But in the quadratic case, if alpha is non-zero, pattern evolves q to the minus 1 over lambda, and lambda belongs to this continuous spectrum. In alpha equals 0, we have two different cases. If there is no plane wave implosion, then characteristic length evolves as q to the minus 1 over lambda. Lambda belongs to this continuous spectrum. If we impose plane wave, in this case, characteristic length and pattern evolves linearly. Well, let me finish my talk by putting this open problem. Well, recently we showed we answered this question. We showed the transition from the exponents in two different regions by understanding Green's function for the elliptic case as a result of limit from the solution of the parabolic PDEs. And another question here, what is the transition between the dynamic and static renormalization methods? Maybe the most important and challenging problem is what is the transition between the short time evolution of an interbase that has been studied by linear stability theory and the long-term asymptotics that has been studied through RG methods, and what is the crossover behavior. And this ends my talk, and thanks. and for your attention.